Senator Tom Carper is the former head of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. One area where he agrees with the president is Trump's depiction of the United States southern border as a humanitarian crisis. Carper says the root cause of the crisis is families fleeing violence in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to seek asylum in the United States. And he blames the violence in those Central American countries on the illegal drug market in the U.S.
We are complicit in the misery of the people in those countries. We need to help.
Carper says the United States should fund a humanitarian effort for the Northern Triangle countries called Alliance for Prosperity. Carper also supports funding border security. He previously voted in favor of border fencing, but voted against a House measure leading up to the government shutdown that included $5.7 billion for President Trump's border wall. Carper calls that plan a waste of resources, noting there are some regions on the Mexican border where additional barriers could effectively deter illegal immigration, but others where he says a wall would be ineffective.
Densely populated areas, a wall makes some sense. There's some places, the Rio Grande River, which stretches for hundreds of miles, where a wall, frankly, doesn't make sense.
The government has been partially shut down now for more than 2 weeks. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.